CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 4th of October 2020. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB releases video series, latest online convention and colloquium news, exercise Blue Ham cancelled. The RSGB has just launched a series of videos to help the thousands of people who have taken their foundation exam via remote invigilation whilst being unable to take the practical assessments. The full 30-minute video highlights six practical skills, and each segment stands alone rather than being part of a single story through the video. As well as this whole video, the Society has published the different segments as separate short videos to make it easier to go back to just one or two parts again. The RSGB is grateful to the clubs and individual radio amateurs who have created other available online training resources. With the launch of these videos, the Society is now pleased to add to the resources that new licensees have available to them. The RSGB would like to thank Bob and Nick from TX Factor, who worked with the Society on the videos. You can watch the videos on the Society's website, on the RSGB website, www.rsgb.org. During the online RSGB convention for 2020, you'll be able to enjoy some excellent lectures. On Saturday, the 10th of October, the RSGB will be presenting two online streams for everyone to enjoy. Whether you're new to the hobby or just returning or experienced, there'll be something to interest you. We start the day with a message from the RSGB President Dave Wilson, M0OBW, followed by a talk from Eric Svartz, WA6HHQ, from Ellicraft, before splitting into two streams, an introduction to ... and learn more about ... There's the opportunity to ask questions and details of how to do this on the website. You can find out more about the day's lectures on the RSGB's own pages. So we look forward to seeing you next Saturday the 10th, whether you can join us for the whole day or just part of it. Like the RSGB convention, the AMSAT UK Colloquium 2020 will also be online this year, taking place on Sunday the 11th of October. There'll be a lecture stream from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can find out more at amsat-uk.org. The registration URL is also there. In line with the latest government guidelines and to protect the health of the cadets and adult volunteers, all cadet face-to-face activity is still currently suspended. Therefore, the organisers have had to make the decision to cancel Exercise Blue Ham 3 that was programmed for mid-October. They appreciate the effort and support that all the amateurs give the exercise and say that as soon as they can return to some form of face-to-face activity, they will organise another Blue Ham. The Bath-based distance learning team are restarting their courses. The first new BBDL course will be for the intermediate level, running from November 2020 to March 2021. To register your interest, contact the team leader Steve, G0FUW, email g0fuw@tiscali.co.uk. The new BBDL full level course will follow from the intermediate course running from March to July. A further announcement will be made in the new year when that course is ready for enrolment. Chippenham and District ARC is now running an online foundation course. Since COVID-19 outbreak, they have switched to online training via live hosted training sessions. If you're interested in future courses, you can contact the club by their website, which is chippenhamradio, all one word, .club. The W4CHA/BB beacon in Locator Square EL88 is active again on 50.0796 MHz. The beacon outputs 2 watts to a dipole 53 metres above sea level. Now for special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations, many activations are now able to go ahead, thanks to Ofcom. PJ4TEN will be active during October to commemorate the 10th anniversary of Bonaire becoming a special municipality of the Netherlands and a new DXCC entity. The rules for the award can be found on the pj4tenqrz.com page. Hannes, OE1SGU, will be active at OE1990SGU between the 1st and the 31st of October, celebrating his 30th anniversary in amateur radio, QSL via LOTW and EQSL, or via OE1SGU, either direct or via the Bureau. Now for DX News, the team will be active as JW40 from the JW5E club station in Svalbard, that's EU026, from the 8th to the 12th of October. The main goal of the operators is to participate in the SSB leg of the Scandinavian Activity Contest on the 10th and 11th of October. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the contest for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing, which may differ around the world, and indeed the UK. The RSGB strongly advises you to obey your own national or local government's advice first and foremost, especially in the instance of local lockdowns. This weekend, the IARU 432 to 245 gigs contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 4th, using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. The Oceania DX SSB contest ends its 24-hour run at 0800 UTC today, the 4th of October, using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The Worked All Britain DX contest takes place today, 4th of October, 0500 to 2300 UTC, SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and WAB area. The DX contest takes place today, the 4th, from 0500 to 2300 UTC, using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, portable operations challenge, ends at 2359 UTC today, the 4th. Participants choose their own 8-hour window within the 24-hour weekend. Details can be found at Fox Mike Hotel, that's all spelled out in full, foxmikehotel.com/challenge. On Monday, the 80-metre autumn series runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW only, exchanges serial report and serial number. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the All Mode 144 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchange for both the signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI contest club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, SSB only, exchanges your 6-character locator. Thursday sees the 50 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Oceania DXCW contest 24 hours next weekend, 0800 UTC on the 10th to 0800 UTC on the 11th, using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And next Sunday the 11th, the IRTS 40 meter counties contest runs from 1200 to 1400 UTC, CW and SSB, exchanges signal report and serial number. GI and EI stations also send their county. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLAG4BAO. We had yet another week with zero sunspots and poor conditions. Matter from a solar coronal hole pushed the KP index to 6 late on Sunday the 27th, with corresponding detrimental effects on the ionosphere. The solar wind stream climbed to above 600 km per second, with the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field periodically pointing south. This meant the solar wind could more easily couple with the Earth's magnetic field, allowing matter to enter the ionosphere. Maximum usable frequencies struggled to get past 14 megs on Monday, while the geomagnetic storm continued. In fact, it took until Thursday for conditions to subside. Even then, the KP index fluctuated between 2 and 3. But there was DX to be had, especially for paths that didn't pass through the poles. Laurie G3UML reported working Camille S79KW and Ravi S79VU in the Seychelles, on 20 metres SSB on Tuesday afternoon, and Carl, HZ0ZOA in Thailand, was also heard on 20 metres around the same time. This bodes well for HF cover in the coming months, which should see HF conditions improve, thanks to a change in the ionospheric chemistry as we move from summer to autumn. Next week, NOAA predicts a solar flux index of 70, representing zero sunspots. There's also a chance that something could appear over the next 7 days, but activity remains quiet. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet with very little coronal hole activity. A maximum KP index of 2 is indicated, at least until Sunday the 11th, when it could climb to 3. Now for VHF and up propagation, we have another week of predominantly unsettled and at times wet and windy weather coming up, so tropa will be hard to find. The weekend offers a slow-moving area of low pressure over the country, and although it eventually edges away to the east by midweek, it could give some very windy weather and certainly periods of heavy rain, so rain scatter on the gigahertz bands is the mode of choice again. A brief ridge of high pressure may transit the country on Wednesday and Thursday with a touch of tropo, but will soon be replaced by another slow-moving low over the country by the end of the week and a return to rain scatter conditions. Time to fire up the EME kit again, as we have positive moon declination peaking on Friday, giving long moon visibility windows. Path losses are high, and we are more than a week from perigee, but 144 megs sky temperatures are low to moderate all week. October is a busy month, but four meteor scatter enthusiasts, with three meteor showers this week alone. The largest, the Draconids, with a zenithal hourly rate of 10 on Thursday, the southern Taurids with a ZHR of 5 on Saturday, and the Delta Aurigids with a ZHR of 2 next Sunday. For more details of these showers and other VHF-related information, look at the excellent Make More Miles on VHF website. That's www.mmonvhf.de. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me also until next week.